Ago, I think it was during the second George Bush's presidency, we had the horrible Hurricane Katrina. And I remember hearing on the news how many, many people were warned. In other words, they had heard that this terrible hurricane was coming, but some did nothing about it. In other words, hearing was not enough. James is saying the same thing in chapter 1 and verse 22 when he says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." It's amazing that a preacher can preach on something that they know is needed in somebody's life, and that person that they know needs that will say good sermon and continue to do the very thing that they had preached against. It's interesting how a parent can tell a child, "Didn't you hear what I said?" We know the child actually heard us with their ears, but when we ask if somebody heard what we said, we mean, "Why didn't you do what I said?" Time and again, you'll see in the scriptures where Jesus would say, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." He is not implying that hearing is adequate. He is saying, that's why he says, "He that hath ears to hear," that doing is a part of that hearing. Here in this chapter 1 of James, we've seen the behavior of a believer in the difficulty of what we do. And we've gone through a number of things, but I just want to get to the immediate context, because you go to the verses right before verse 22, the verse that I just read, and in verses 19 to 21, the behavior and the difficulty of truth is where you are exhorted to be swift to hear. And you do that by being slow to speak and slow to get angry, by taking off all the dirt and depravity, and by being careful with what you hear, the implanted word, and by how you hear, with meekness. That's in the previous verses. Hearing, folks, is only the first step. So those who rightly respond to the truth will go further to the second step. In fact, the evidence of verses 19, 20, and 21 is verse 22. You won't just hear, you will do. So the full exhortation is not only to hear, that's the first step, but to do, that's the second step. Christianity itself has become more a religion of hearing than doing. "Oh, wasn't that a great sermon?" somebody might say. "Wasn't that a great Sunday school lesson?" But it doesn't end up in doing. I learned when I became the registrar years ago, I learned things I hadn't known before. I always wondered, why couldn't I take a class with a lab and audit that class? Well, think about the word audit. This is called an auditorium. Auditorium. Audit has to do with hearing. You are in an auditorium and you are hearing the words that I say. Some classes you could audit. You could take a history class and you could audit it. You could go, you wouldn't have to take notes because you're not going to be tested. You're just auditing the class. You just want the information. And you want to be able to just sit back and say, "I enjoyed that lecture." And a week later, somebody would ask you, what did you hear in that class?" "I don't remember." But you, if you were going to take that class for credit, you better take notes, because there's going to be a test and there's going to be quizzes. And so you take it for credit, and that means there's a responsibility put upon you for what you heard. Classes with a lab, like in nursing that Janet would have been in, you couldn't audit those. You couldn't go into a class. Why? Because there's a lab. There's activity involved. You had to do something. You couldn't audit a speech class. Why? Because you have to get up and give speeches. So now you're doing what you're hearing. Many believers audit Christianity. But folks, there's a lab. Amen. And there's something you must be doing. That's the whole idea of what James is saying in verse 22. My wife will sometimes ask me to describe someone to her. And I can't do it. Because I did not take note of what they were wearing, what color their hair was. I've always thought, you know, if there was a crime that took place in front of me, I hope they don't ask me what did the guy look like. Because I wouldn't know. I could say, well, I think he was white. You know, I would just go through it and I would just go, I don't know. It would be, that person is nondescript to me. And so when you have a Christian who is a doer, he has qualities that can be described by what he does. Pleasant, sweet personality. Greets people as they come in. Always there when the church doors are open. Sings well, but has a horrible voice. The one who brings visitors, whatever that might be. A doer. A doer is descriptive. A non-doer is nondescript. Because he does nothing. I find it interesting when you look at verse 22 that James says, but be ye doers of the word. Let me give you the Greek word for that and see if you can tell what kind of a word we may get from that in English. The verb is poieo, poieo, where we get our word poet. So the word poet comes from that. Now, in fact, the word is used in Acts 17, 28. Paul is saying, as certain of your own poets have said. Well, what is a poet? Is a poet one who loves to listen to poetry or one who loves to write poetry? Which is it, number one or number two? It is number two, somebody who likes to write it. What is a Christian? One who loves to listen to the Lord Jesus Christ or one who follows Jesus Christ? Yeah, I think you're getting the picture here. Christianity involves doing. Doing does not make you a Christian, but a Christian does things. There are things that describe that person as a believer. The Bema seat one day will reveal believers who loved listening to poetry rather than writing it with their Christian life. Multitudes after multitudes listen to the Lord Jesus Christ. Wouldn't that be something to listen to him? But only a few were real disciples because a disciple went way beyond just listening to him. That's why Jesus could say, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. The one who only hears can be described by what he does not do, rather than by what he does. That guy's not friendly. That lady does not sing. That person does not come to church faithfully. Oh, that's that one who never smiles. And as a Christian, that person is nondescript. How do you think other people would describe you? A person may love to listen, but he is a hearer only. Remember what Paul said to the pagans in Athens, or this is what Luke said about the pagans in Athens. He said, for all the Athenians and strangers which were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. They were all about gathering around in groups and discussing, but never doing. There are people who love to teach and preach, but don't do what they give or what they preach or teach. Preaching gives them a rush. I had an aunt, and if I would describe this aunt a little bit further, my brother Mike would know who I'm talking about. She loved going to seminars. You know what I'm talking about, Mike? Yeah, okay, let me go on. She would go to seminar after seminar after seminar, and she loved going to seminars. She'd come back and she'd talk about the seminars and how great the seminar. These are Christian seminars, you know, Gothard and who are some of the other seminars? People down in Colorado Springs focus on the family, James Dobson. She loved going to seminars. And yet to me, she was known for her lack of doing. She's already passed on, so I can describe her this way. She was really a Christian slob. Because she loved to hear, but she never did. The burden of motivating somebody is really not on the communicator, it's on the hearer. So the burden of you being motivated to do something is not on me, it is on you. One of the greatest communicators there ever lived to be was Jesus Christ himself. And how many people did not do, were never motivated to do what he said? They simply heard him. That kind of a person deceives himself. That's how James closes this verse. But be doers of the word and not hearers only. But how does the last part of the verse go? Deceiving your own selves. They deceive themselves into thinking that just hearing the word was that which was necessary to stay true. You're deceived. Let's close by going to Ezekiel chapter 33. Just want you to note, people who love to listen but don't do anything about it. Ezekiel chapter 33, you'll remember this chapter being about the watchman. But later on in the chapter, verses 31 and 32, here's what the Lord says. So Ezekiel 33, verse 31. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. Everybody read with me this last part. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. That was the problem in Ezekiel's day, and that is the problem in our day, that has always been a problem. May it not be a problem with you. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. So you've heard some things this morning and this afternoon. Now it's time to do it. Lord, may we do what we see in your word. May we practice what we preach. Lord, may we be faithful followers of Jesus Christ. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Dave, come lead us in our closing song, please.